Classic hits, 80s, 90s and more. It's Saturday, it's something for the weekend, and Damien Farrelly is here with news from the net and a cup of tea as per usual. Thanks, Damien. What do you have today?
Yeah, morning, Trina. Michaela McCollum's tell-all book is what we're going to talk about this morning. It's going to hit shops on the 31st of October, same day as Brexit, I'm only thinking, and Halloween and all.
And sorry, just in time for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas gifts.
Yeah, and this is the one we're going to all be asking for Christmas, because it tells the story of how she was arrested. You might remember her. She attempted to smuggle 1.8 million euro worth of drugs out of Peru with her pal Melissa Reid. So it was the two of them. You remember the photo fit that they were in at the time.
Sorry to laugh, but you remember the photos of the kids dressing up at Halloween?
I did
with the bun on the hair and the suitcase hanging behind them.
And even worse, they won.
Yeah.
They won the fancy dress, dressed as a pair of these. But she was one half, they were called at the time, the Peru Two. But isn't it mad how you can turn your life around? She's now a mum to twins. She's going to make an absolute fortune from this book. And life at the minute is really good. Now, she was supposed to serve something like 7 or 8 years in jail. She got out after 2 and a bit, but she's turned her life around and she's going to make a fortune from this.
I believe she trained as a hairdresser or a beautician or something while she was in jail.
Right.
So she got a trade while she was in there. But the only thing is, like, on one hand, I'm kind of like, I'm dying to read this book.
Yeah.
But I kind of don't want to support it either. Like, she doesn't deserve to get money from committing a crime.
Yeah, but she still denies it and all that. So it's a kind of weird. I suppose we'll have to get her side of it in the book, I suppose, when it comes out. But like that, you're paying money to something that you kind of...
Crime pays.
Yeah, crime pays. And it doesn't even end there. She's also holding talks with a production company to make a TV series about the whole thing.
I'd say there'd be a film and everything.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't mind if the money was going towards, I don't know, drug rehabilitation or something. But should she really be getting it, Damien?
I'm wondering, where's Melissa? Where's the other girl then?
I think she went, they went their separate ways, literally,
really?
when the book got out, never had anything to do with each other again.
You'd nearly have more respect for her if she's been quiet and just getting on with it, going, well, do you know what? I took me wrapping the knuckles, I'll say nothing and I'll keep going.
And your one, Michaela, looking so glam. She's never looked as glam.
Yeah, it's unreal. Mum to twins, and she's all over Instagram. You can check her out there on Instagram.
An Instagram star. Unreal. Thanks, Damien. When are you back on the radio?
Tomorrow, Classic Hits Sunday. Don't miss it, from 11 to 2.
Thanks very much. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.